K-State Nation football is officially back on the Purple Project Podcast, another edition of the PPPD. This edition is back on Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast, Purple Project Podcast, all about K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on August 3rd, 2022, or I was almost tempted to say July. We're not in July anymore, August, which means football is officially back. Camps all over the United States begin today, and that means K-State head coach Chris Klieman of the football team right back at it. Deuce Vaughn and others back at it as well. So very exciting time here in Manhattan, Kansas, especially with all the anticipation that we have talked about here on this podcast. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the K-State podcast I've talked about this as well, including ours as well, but the anticipation's there for sure, which could be a good season, or things could really hit the fan really bad. But awesome stuff. Deuce Vaughn back on, along with a few others. The rest of the team checked in yesterday, and officially first practice is underway. Well, it was underway earlier today. When this comes out later on tonight, I apologize for that. I've been running around all day. Will not be getting home until... So, I'm currently recording this in the car. So, not the first time. But I've been running around all day, trying to get things situated on my end. But yes, K-State football is back here in Manhattan, Kansas. Definitely the countdown is on, pretty much a month out from kickoff. First game of the season, South Dakota, I've been saying it. And pretty much all, by now, you don't know by now, then I don't know what y'all have been doing. South Dakota, a month from today, folks. But it'll be on Saturday here in Manhattan, Kansas. The usual 6 o'clock season opening kickoff, folks, in prime time. We're still going to be hot. So definitely I will be there. And of course, again, the second game of the year, Missouri. That home game here in the Little Apple already sold out. So kudos to K-State Nation. It is a big deal. That Mizzou game, it is a big deal for a lot of reasons. And you have been listening to the Pro Project podcast recently. Well, Alex has a scoop on that. You have to go back and check out our recent edition of the podcast there. Of course, episode 111's out now, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and others out there as well. But yeah, definitely exciting time here as well. We will be keeping track of that. And of course, yes, we will be... This month, we're in August, yes, so we will be back to everyday coverage, including the weekend, folks, of K-State coverage, folks. And I might get a little twist up my sleeve when it comes to information on other opponents for the regular season. I've almost got that finalized here. So a little bit of something. So stay tuned for that. But the Football Friday is going to stay put where it is right now. So yeah, that's been a good hit as well. So pretty much that's going to stay where it is. That way it opens me up to talk about K-State Soccer, which has their video board up and furnished. Man, that thing stands out. So a job well done. They recently started that. I was on here, and when Mitch Fortner tweeted that out, back a month ago or so. It doesn't feel that long. So kudos to the construction folks getting that up and ready. Obviously, the preseason begins for K-State right here in Manhattan, Kansas, on Saturday against Wayne State at 1 Central Time. And then, of course, that already event is surrounded by the rally in the Valley. Big thank you to the Rally in the Valley AutoFest crew 2022 for letting us promote their car show event, which is going down Saturday. Yes, Saturday. So unfortunately, I won't be there, but hope you guys with your antique classic car will show up to this event for sure. All day event. Everything will start at 8 with registration, awards at 4 with everything else in between. I'll have another reminder in the breakdown of this event again on this upcoming Friday as well. So we're, oh, and speaking of which, the weekly edition, the PPPW edition, will be back to its regular scheduled day, which is Friday afternoons / early evening. Yes, we want to get back in the habit of that. Me and my co-host Alex Aiden, for those of you new to this K-State podcast, we record these things. over this summer, most of the summer, we've been recording on Friday nights and posting it on Saturday. We're trying to get that back in the groove to its original scheduled day, which is Friday night, Friday afternoon, with everything else going on, especially with football just right around the corner now. Figure, well, let's just get it out now so that K-State fans can get ready for the football game. I listen to this podcast, so there's that. As well, soccer tickets also won't be going on sale until next week. So those of you, y'all soccer fans, love y'all soccer, some K-State soccer tickets won't be going out official on sale until Monday, next Monday. That is as well. That was also tweeted out by Mitch Fortner, the PA announcer, and all things K-State for Kansas State football as well. But yeah, just a busy day already here today as well. So yeah, that's pretty much what I got here for you guys today on this edition. And yes, this will be posted uploaded a little bit later this evening. So if you're looking for it, looking for it this evening, or you can wake up to it and download it from there as well. But yeah, I appreciate the downloads, this is described, the subscriptions of this podcast. Definitely, this is the perfect time, the right time to get on board of this podcast, folks. And those of you who live in Kansas City who are big K-State fans, this is also the podcast for you. Make sure you hop on board of the Purple Project Podcast for more original K-State content. You're looking for more opinions on K-State sports? Me and my co-host Alex will have that every day. Well, I will bring the dailies every day. Of course, Alex will be on third year with me as co-host of the Triple P podcast. So definitely, you're new to the show, definitely check out the archives. Check out some of the episodes out there that's in our archives of the Triple P podcast as well. And on one final note, this kind of came out of nowhere, in my opinion, but the Big 12 football championship game staying put in Arlington, Texas. Of course, K-State trying to get there this year. Big 12 making that announcement, led by Brett Yormack. Everything is staying right where it is, and it should be. So there's that as well. So you got to go back to 2017 when this Big 12 championship deal went down for Arlington, Texas. So it ain't going anywhere, that's for sure. And that's where K-State will look to end up at here by regular season's end. They know they're going to have a tough task ahead of them with the schedule and everything else around that as well. So, but with the team that they have this year and with all the media, a lot of media eyes on this team, look out. So that's for sure. But you know the Big 12 schedule is going to be tough every year. And then, of course, next year, you got them teams coming in, the Houstons, the UCFs, the Cincinnati's, the BYU's coming in here next year. But we're far away from that again. With everything, with all the excitement outside of this football team going on throughout the year, you got the whole decommitments of the Dylan Edwards. You got the commitments of Avery Johnson and everything else in between. You got the six Big 12 All-Americans there. Everything else, now it is officially time to focus on the 2022 K-State football team and what they can do. And it's kind of this team has been kind of been put to the back burner with everything else that's been going on. Everybody's focusing on the future and whatnot, and rightfully so. But now, officially, with football season back, especially here in Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, the focus needs to be on this football team and what they're trying to do, accomplish here in 2022. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and a couple more podcast platforms out there as well. Football is officially here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.